Well, currently, IOM has deployed Indoequeer alongside Caritas, colleagues from HCR, from the World Food Programme. And what we're doing at the moment is carrying out a very first registration of the displaced. Obviously, the needs are enormous. Access to portable water remains very difficult, also to latrines. So obviously, action will be taken to try and prevent the spread of diarrheal diseases. We're looking also at decongestioning the Catholic mission in Duikwe. Again, the registration is ongoing, but the number of displaced people in Duikwe, including mostly in the Catholic mission, is still estimated to be in excess of 20,000 to 25,000 people. So again, with our partners, we're trying to identify a site in Duikwe where we could basically settle those displaced. We also have news of hundreds of people that are in another center, which is a Protestant center in Duikwe. There again, they need everything in terms of food, medical assistance, access to water, et cetera, et cetera. So we are really looking at the moment at doing a first quick registration and then organizing, hopefully within the next 24 hours, the first distributions of humanitarian assistance.
You had mentioned diarrheal diseases. Just how serious a situation is that?
What we had in Duikwe last week was a massive influx of people onto the town of Duikwe. Probably peaked at around 30,000. There again, these are just estimates because registration is ongoing. Access to water is pretty key. Access to latrines too. And we're looking also at organizing some very quick impact information efforts with the local population, trying again to contain those diarrheal diseases that seem to be happening now for those displaced in Duikwe.
Now, when last we spoke, we also heard about thousands of people being stranded somewhere between Duikwe and Giglo. Any update on those people?
Yes, what we do know as of yesterday, Sunday, was that about 370 of those displaced people managed to get to another mission somewhere on the road between Duikwe and Giglo. This is a mission that is being run by some Capuchin priests. The information that we're getting from that particular congregation is that there's an urgent need of assistance. As for the remaining 3,000-plus people, we have no specific information because we have little access for the moment on that particular road between Duikwe and Giglo. It's a fair bet that people have dispersed in the surroundings of the road. We need to try and organize an evaluation mission on that particular road and see what kind of assistance we could bring to those displaced.
We heard about atrocities over the weekend, many civilians being killed. Has that situation at all hampered humanitarian efforts?
Obviously, events in the neighborhood of Carrefour still represent a challenge. An investigation is ongoing, from my understanding. I think the UN is basically now deploying personnel in that particular district. But for the moment, our attention is focused on providing assistance to those displaced by the events in Duikwe and hopefully very soon in the neighboring town of Giglo.
What is the IOM finding out about the latest situation in Abidjan?
Well, look, quite literally every day we're hearing about various groups of third country nationals, migrant workers that are stranded in the economic capital. For instance, a couple of hours ago, I was on the phone to our chief of mission in Abidjan, who was basically referring to probably around 2,000 Malian nationals that have been stranded in and around the embassy, the Malian embassy in Abidjan. They have received absolutely no assistance now for the past week, no food, for instance. These were people who, until about a week ago, were able to get out of the embassy and go and buy food in the surrounding neighborhood. But of course, because of the situation in Abidjan, because of the fear of attacks, those Malian nationals are basically hunkered up in the embassy. We still have hundreds of Mauritanians that are still stranded at the Mauritanian embassy, again in Abidjan. It's very difficult for us, obviously, in the current circumstances, to operate an evacuation program. What we are trying to do, obviously, is security permitting, at least to bring some assistance to those migrant workers that are stranded in various parts of the economic capital of Cote d'Ivoire. But again, conditions are really not propitious. What we do have at the moment is in excess of 50,000 migrant workers, that is estimates, in Abidjan that require evacuation assistance. And obviously we'll do so as soon as the conditions allow us to do so.